Several years ago, a friend of mine, who, unlike me, had grown up in the Episcopal Church, was trying to explain to me what she appreciated about worship in the Episcopal Church and why she had stayed in the church. Her husband had grown up in the Episcopal, Her husband had not grown up in the Episcopal Church. And at some point in their relationship, she agreed to go to his church, which was some form of traditional Protestant church. And she relayed the experience to me. She said, after the service, I told him that I couldn't believe that they had ended it at halftime. She was referring to the fact that in the Episcopal Church, like the Roman Catholic and Orthodox traditions, we usually have a two-part liturgy. The first part, or the first half of our worship or liturgy, is often referred to as the liturgy of the word. It is what we are in the midst of right now. The time when we hear readings from Scripture and then reflect on those readings. And the second part, or the second half, is often referred to as the liturgy of the table, when we focus our prayers and praise on the table that is our altar as we celebrate Holy Eucharist. On the other hand, many Protestant churches, like the one she had attended with her future husband, only have a liturgy of the word, with Eucharist or communion added perhaps once a quarter. Now, for anyone who is new to the Episcopal Church today, who is starting to think like one half sounds pretty good, I do want to note that in those churches that end worship after the first half, they generally stretch that first half out a little longer than our first half. While I realize that my friend's comment may sound a little crude, referring to two pieces of our liturgy and worship as halves, like a sporting event, today's gospel lesson provides us with insight into why we worship the way that we do, why we believe that the liturgy of the word and the liturgy of the table are both critically important to how we come to know God through our common worship. Luke's account of the encounter of the two disciples, one named Cleopas and Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, on the road to Emmaus, is one of the most poignant and powerful narratives in the gospel. On one level, it is a beautiful story about the resurrected Jesus encountering these very human disciples who have followed him and are now trying to make sense of the events that we celebrated in this place just 2 weeks ago. The crucifixion, the death, burial of Jesus, followed by the inexplicable empty tomb. There is so much depth and emotion in the disciples' retelling to Jesus as to what has transpired over these past 3 days. What Cleopas and the other disciple recount is the good news, with one detail, the critical detail, missing. That final detail, that Jesus is actually alive, is standing right before them, though they are not yet aware of that beautiful truth. And so, after admonishing them, their lack of understanding, it says that Jesus, then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, interpreted to them the things about him in all the scriptures. And then they invited Jesus. They invited Jesus in, showing hospitality to the stranger, As Luke records it, they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." And ultimately, it is in table fellowship that he is revealed to them, that their eyes were opened, he is made known to them in the breaking of the bread. But beyond that human narrative, that beautiful account, we can also find in this passage a pattern for our worship life that we follow to this day. In many respects, this first part of the passage, as they walk along the road and talking about what has happened, recounting their history, and then reflecting upon the meaning of these things, is exactly what we do in the first half, the first part of our worship together, the liturgy of the word. We come together, we journey together through salvation history, as we hear the saving deeds of God from Moses and through the people of Israel to Jesus and the Acts of his apostles. And then in this very time, right now, we reflect on that history together. This is a critically important part of our worship, our lives as disciples, to learn how God has revealed himself to us through the stories found in Holy Scripture, from creation to Noah to Abraham to Moses, people of Israel, through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, through the lives and witnesses of his disciples and the early church. These stories help us to understand who God is, what he desires for creation, and who we are called to be. But as we see in the gospel passage that we heard today, learning the story is foundational, but it is not enough. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus knew the story, but they had not yet found the full significance of Jesus in it. Nonetheless, the story and Jesus' telling of it helped to inspire in them a desire for more, to stick around for a second half. And so they implored the stranger to stay with them a little longer. Like those disciples, after we hear the retelling and reflection upon our salvation history, we invite Jesus to be present with us at this table, so that we might experience the second half of the story. And so, in a moment, we will turn our hearts, our minds, bodies, and our prayers to this table. Luke says that once they were gathered at the table, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. The disciples then recognized him. They knew him in that moment. The stories that they had learned now took on life. They were transformed into people who not only knew the facts of an account, but rather they were now people who knew their resurrected Lord. Likewise, when we move from the liturgy of the word to the liturgy of the table, we will take bread, bless it, break it, and then give it to one another. And through this practice, through this holy sacrament, we also have the opportunity to be transformed into people who know our Lord, who recognize the resurrected Christ as we receive him into our bodies. Luke tells us that after they had eaten bread with the Lord, they went out and told others the good news that had been made real to them in the breaking of the bread.